Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the first session of the second season of the Norwegian Information Security Lectures. It's a pleasure that you made it through the first year, and we'll keep steady for the coming years. It's also a pleasure to greet all our followers online, and in particular the crowd which is present up at the Norwegian Defense Cyber Academy in Jørstadmoen, where there's 100 persons also following this lecture. There's also a number of persons, both nationally and internationally, who's following us via web today. Today's seminar is hosting Storm Jarl Andersen, Chief Cyber Intelligence Officer, Telenor Norway. It's a pleasure to have you here. He will give a further introduction about himself and the talk that he's going to give to us, which is CyberDawn 2013, because it was necessary. So, please, Storm, the mic is yours.
First of all, thank you a lot for inviting Telenor to give a lecture here. It's an honor, and we're proud to be here talking about what we've been doing, conducting crisis management, planning for it, and what we've learned over the last 18 months. Thank you for the introduction, Nils. I work with security intelligence, trying to predict the threats, trying to understand the actors, the players that wants to hurt us and hurt our customers, hurt Norwegian critical infrastructure in the cyber domain, and therefore I was given the task to execute and plan and deliver on the crisis management exercise in September 2013. Two words on Telenor Norway. We're part of the Telenor Group. We're about 4,500 people. Headquarters in Fornebu, just outside Oslo. And part of the group being approximately 35,000 people, ranked among the five or six largest mobile operators in the world. But then, let's stick to Norway. I work in Telenor Norway, and we'll stick to CyberDawn 2013. What happened? What will happen? How did we conduct it? And what have we learned? First of all, make a note of the date, August 12, 2012. That date, on that day, Telenor was approached by the Norwegian Armed Forces, because the Norwegian Armed Forces were planning a large military exercise in September 2013, just over a year later. They told us that they wanted to use our headquarters as a training facility, where they wanted to train, because we're part of the national critical infrastructure. We went to our CEO, told her what the Armed Forces wanted to do, and she said, yes, we're an important player in the Norwegian infrastructure, so yes, of course, the armed forces can train and have their part of their maneuver at our headquarters. This was the beginning of the planning phase. I'll just skip the next slide, actually, because it's a link that you can watch after the lecture if you want to. It's a 7-minute video of the exercise, conducting the exercise, available online. I'll not run it now due to it's in Norwegian, and I know we have people in Washington and other places watching us, so due to not having to teach them Norwegian in 7 minutes, we'll skip that one. So we had the armed forces coming to our headquarters doing their training, involving all over Oslo and the area around Oslo, between 2,000 and 3,000 soldiers. So we used this opportunity to go to our CEO and tell her, the Norwegian Directorate of Civil Protection, DSB, did not at that point have any ICT or cyber exercise on a national scale planned on their calendar up until 2017. And at that point, there had not been a national exercise since 2008. This made us worry very much. We told our CEO that we, the security department, my boss, the CSO, we're worried because there has not been a cyber ICT exercise in Norway for so many years. We have more and more critical use of the cyber domain of national infrastructure. We're more and more depending on critical communications, critical information being available to not only us as private citizens, but to corporations and governmental bodies, using our infrastructure to share it and to use it. She said, yes, I want to conduct a cyber exercise the same week as the armed forces are training at our facilities. Because, she told us, that will give us a good backdrop for our scenario. So she gave security department responsibility to plan the scenario, to plan the exercise, to execute the exercise, and to deliver the final report. The intention being divided in two, internally highlight vulnerabilities, lack of formalities processes, crisis improvements of crisis management, and improvement of the line organization. That was my internal mandate. But then she also gave us an external mandate because she wanted other large players in Norway, both civilian and governmental bodies, to be part of our exercise. Because, as you now know, we were worried because there had not been a national cyber exercise for many years. So the mandate was widened to also involve external processes regarding governmental bodies, handling large corporate customers, and so on, to improve this. I was given then the order to execute on this, and I had to go to CEO and to ask her one question. Berit, what is your wanted end state? I regretted when I received the answer that I asked that question, because this is the answer I got. I call this a tall order. After CyberDawn 2013, Telenor Norway shall emerge as a forerunner in handling security incidents in a national context of societal security. Well, she had given the order, and we had to execute. So, how to scope this internally? How to scope this externally? Who to invite? And who to ask to play? And Berit was very clear. She said, I want the National Security Authority in Norway, named the NSM. I want the police. I want the Post and Telecoms Directorate, and so on and so on and so on. And I want two large financial institutions. Well, the order was getting rather tall. So, internally, to scope this, she told me, you have to train the full crisis management organization. She said, Storm, you shall train my top management group, the CMT on Norway level. You shall train and exercise the communications department. You shall train and exercise the market divisions, the divisions handling the market, the private and the corporate market. And you shall train the technology organization. In excess to that, I want you to train the operations and the operations center staff. I want you to train the Telenor Security Operations Center, which is a 24/7 operations center working only on security monitoring, detection, handling of incidents. She wanted the Telenor Computer Emergency Response Team to be trained and tested. And she wanted the security staff to be tested and trained. Okay, last one was a bit of a hiccup for me because I thought I could use the security department to plan and execute the operation together with me. So, no. And for the purpose of the gameplay, we selected a group, made an exercise staff. For those of you familiar with the army, I built a battalion staff, one on technical operations, one on communications, one on intel, one on operations, and so on and so forth. One to plan actually support and logistics through the exercise and the planning phase. This involves 130 persons in Telenor that was going to be exercised, trained during the exercise, and the dates were set to the 3rd and the 4th of September 2013. This decision was made in December 2012. So already 4 months had gone since we started the planning phase. What I'm emphasizing already is this exercise is not something you decide today and then do next week. But Berit had told us to invite external players and parties. The external scope was starting to get interesting. She wanted one, actually she wanted two, so I had to invite two. Major banks, DNB and Sparebank 1, both two major banks and financial institutions in Norway. And then she said, I want one of our major suppliers as part of this exercise. We have to train one of our major suppliers to get the supply chain tested and trained and to make the operations capable of handling the supplier in a crisis situation. But then, so we invited every, I would call them one of the larger IT operations suppliers in Norway. They supply us with IT, and even more interesting, they also supply the two banks with IT. So you can see someone sitting in the middle of the soup here. And of course, since Telenor has an agreement with the Norwegian Armed Forces Cyber Defense, hello to Jostamon, we did of course want to exercise together with them. We have a 24/7 dialogue between our Security Operations Center and Cyfor's Operations Center, discussing problems, not handling issues, but discussing issues regarding technicalities. There has been a vulnerability. Have you seen this, guys? Have we seen that, guys? As we do with the Norwegian CERT. The capable environments working together, sharing knowledge. Not sharing customer information, sharing knowledge. And then the National Security Authority, including the National CERT, in Norway called NSM, NorCERT, of course, invited and said yes. All parties said yes. Nobody said, I want to think about it. Everybody said yes at once, but because everybody found this a good idea. And then two other governmental bodies, Norwegian Postal and Telecommunications Authority in Lillesand, taking part in the exercise and planning phase, and then the Norwegian National Crime Investigation Service, in Norway called Kripos, also took part, together with the police directorate, very heavily in the planning phase, because, as you see here, we are involving civilian and military interests into the exercise, and there can be some issues involving army capabilities in a civilian scenario, because in a civilian scenario, in a not a war zone, it's the police that has the power to execute and use power. So we know from before that there is a document describing how armed forces can be used to support the police, but as far as we knew at that time, it had never been used in the cyber domain. So we wanted to stress this and see if we could test this. That's why we involved the NCIS and the police directorate in the planning phase. I told you that the army was going to exercise in the same week as we were starting our exercise. Well, the exercise Cyberdawn, 3rd and 4th September last year, the initial phase of the exercise started on August 8th last year. That was the first time that the players received mock-up news from which looked like coming from Washington Post, New York Times, Norwegian Aftenposten, Norwegian Broadcasting Corporation. We made mock-ups so that they could have a backdrop on what was the situation. We made a backdrop where someone was talking about a kind of cyber jihad against the Norwegian financial institutions and, quote from the mock-up, those who deliver their capability of doing their international blackmail and so on and so forth. We did a lot of posting on Pastebin so the technicians could get something to work on, decrypt a lot of... We had a lot of fun making texts and messages. And then we'll come back to... We went even further than that, actually. I'll come back to that. But then we had the... That was the backdrop for Cyberdawn, a scenario describing Norway in a global conflict because of the northern areas, Norwegian financial operation globally, somebody threatening Norwegian financial operations. Our exercise ran for 28 hours. The exercise capital, run by the Norwegian Armed Forces, ran for the whole week. So at our headquarters, we had, I have to read this, we had, we were greeted by armored personnel carriers, armed guards outside and inside the buildings. Our employees got used to being greeted by a command post outside in the morning, and then we started heating up towards the 3rd of September when Cyberdawn was going to execute. But then, how do you plan and how do you man a staff going to run an exercise this big? I told you, in Telenor, we had around 100, between 130 and 150 people being trained and exercised over those 28 hours. But you have now seen a lot of bodies training together with us. And I've been trying to summarize that, and there were between 500 and 600 people taking part in the exercise, being trained, if you count in all the parties taking part of Cyberdawn itself. I will underline that doing Cyberdawn together with the exercise capital run by the armed forces, that was a stress factor for us as a planning and execution staff, but it was also a very good backdrop for the organization, understanding that they were part of a bigger picture. Cyberdawn management structure. I was given the task to plan and execute. Have my runbook responsible, Rolf Hauge, doing all the work in Excel, actually. Because there was a lot of work in Excel, but you can't do this kind of exercise without doing good, detailed planning. I'll come back to this. And you have to do one thing more. You have to get the players to oblige to take part and deliver openly what they want to train. This is a very important phase of the planning, because I told my staff in the beginning, in the initiation phase of the planning, we're not going to train anything that we have not tested is possible to do. We're not going to do a thing during the exercise if we're not 100% sure it's possible for someone with bad intentions to do it. If we're testing and training a break-in in a system, we are going to do that on beforehand and document that we did it. We never train anything unless we know it's possible. So, initial identification of desired training objectives and technical scenarios, jointly identified suitable and plausible for all the players going to be trained. Remember, here we're playing together with governmental bodies, decision makers, technicians, communicators, security experts, all of which are going to have an output saying we did learn something. The CEO of two banks had to come out of those 2 days and say we learned something. Not only the technicians. Rehearsed and developed the technical scenarios in depth, all the way down to the cover, all the way from the processes and procedures and guidelines, all the way down to, is it possible to break into this? Do we need an insider to do this? How can this be done? And we threw away a lot of scenarios. We had a lot of things we wanted to do that we couldn't do because we couldn't execute on them in the planning phase. Development of a substantial number of gameplay support material, yes. I mentioned the news stories. I mentioned mock-ups from Pastebin and so on and so forth. But more, we made malware. We produced malware for the technicians to have something to analyze, not only a piece of paper. Of course, we did never place malware in our production systems. God forbid, never do that. Because if something can go wild, it goes wild. Have control over that malware. But we did produce malware. We did see to it that the technicians received malware to have actual malware they hadn't seen before to analyze. We made them so they had to work together. The technicians at NorCert, the technicians at Cyfor, the technicians at Telenor and at the banks and at Evry. What is this picture? We have to draw this picture to the management so they can take decisions. We have to inform the governmental bodies of what's happening here. At a point, my boss, the CSO, did see the scenario so disturbing that she understood that she had to report to the police. We come back to that. Lessons learned from planning. We've talked about this, but I mind you, look at the bottom line here. The devil is in the details. We ran staff meetings with my planning staff every other week. We had a checklist for every part of the planning staff. Logistics, information, technical scenarios, check, 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 no, got to run back. So we went into the details every other week in the staff meetings, running into The devil is in the details. How did we do the workshops? And you'll have a big laugh. Big meeting room, tapetized with paper, 3M yellow tabs, and markers. That's the beginning. And a timeline. No idea at that point is a bad idea. We had a room nearly as big as this auditorium, tapered with paper, running around, drawing timelines, putting ideas up on the wall, then putting it back in Excel to see, is this possible to do? And then having the technicians execute, can we do this? Can we do this? That's the top. The middle one I was not allowed to show openly because there are too many details in there, because that's into the core systems. Where are we going to drill? How can we drill into the systems to train the organizations from top to bottom? And it all ended up, believe it or not, in a 300-row spreadsheet. A 300-row spreadsheet, which is the document that the exercise will run on the 2 days. And 150 items of handouts, malicious malware, press releases and whatever. The 2 days, the gameplay, the game master and his gaming staff, all the bodies that were going to be trained, had representatives in the game master's room, as well as we had trained observers in each body that was going to be trained to see to it that, to observe how they execute and to take notes to the final report to be able to bring information back to them. How can you learn from what you have done? Using the good old IRC, using link, using all types of communications to run this 300-row spreadsheet over 600 people being trained at the same time. A few days after, I asked Berit, and she said, and I quote, "Yes, desired end state has been reached." And we had a big joke on this, because Rolf and myself, the game master, we said, okay, if she's not in a good mood on September 4th, we'll have a one-way ticket to a country does not have a deliverance agreement with Norway, so we didn't have to execute on that one. Before the exercise started, inside Telenor, and mind you, remember, August 12th, 2012, till September 4th, 2013, I used, with my staff, only in the Telenor part of the exercise, 3,500 man-hours. That's the planning phase. On the 5th of September, my next phase started, because my deliverance was September 31st for the final report to Berit. Actually, we identified three things. We can improve our own crisis management, and I think we know how. We have a big annex of technical vulnerabilities that have been fixed or are being fixed, and we can communicate better with governmental bodies, with authorities, with our customers in a situation of crisis. For the first time in Norwegian history, the bistandsinstruksen, the formalities for requesting armed forces support to the civilian society, was tested in the cyber domain through the police. So the police asked the Norwegian Armed Forces Cyber Defense for help. Norwegian Armed Forces Cyber Defense rolled into Fornebu with the black cars, equipment, personnel, and could analyze the malware together with our technicians after the formalities had been run. Far as we know, as far as the police has told me, this has never been done before. But we can learn how to do this even faster, even smoother. And we have learned one more important thing. In a cyber crisis, the matter of time is critical. There are two critical issues regarding a cyber incident that's more important than in the old-fashioned analog world. One, it's the dimension called time. We do not have time to wait until tomorrow to have a decision from the government. We have to have the decision now, meaning now, not in half an hour. Is this an attack on Telenor? Is this an attack on the two banks? Is this an attack on the Norwegian financial infrastructure? Well, then it's not up to us to handle it. Then it's an attack against some kind of government property of critical infrastructure or critical information. The infrastructure belongs to us, but then it's an attack against, probably an attack against Norwegian interests. We were able to address a lot of interesting questions to governmental bodies, to the organizations being trained, and we managed to go in the media telling about the exercise together with the players. Three interesting statements, all taken from the final report from three of the main players. From you guys up at Jørstadmoen, we got this. CyberDawn will hopefully create a debate that simplifies regulations surrounding this type of assistance from the armed forces to the civilian society. From the NCIS, it is important that events in cyberspace are handled in the same manner that events in the real world. Yes, but faster. From the Norwegian Security Authority, the NSM. NSM believes that cyber exercises are useful and constructive contribution to rise preparedness in the Norwegian society, and CyberDawn has given many learning points and uncovered areas which has to be addressed nationwide. I'm very glad they said that. We have to address this nationwide together. And then what? This was September 31st. Berit's management decided to execute on the main findings by starting the next project named Cyber Morning, which is what I'm using much of my time at work on this year. It's executing on the findings in the exercise through this year. So remember, August 12th, 2012, the initiation of CyberDawn, because we could go to the CEO and tell the armed forces are going to train. Isn't it a smart idea if we do the same? And then the end of this year, December 31st, I hope to have landed Cyber Morning. You must not stop when the exercise is over. You must use... It's not lessons learned, it's lessons identified. You must use the lessons identified to make your organization and to make your cooperatives better in executing what you have just trained. The final report is just the beginning of the next phase. So, summing up, four recommendations in the final report: collaboration and sharing, and you remember now, time and sharing without loss of content and context to those who may have the need for it to protect their own business. Using the technical findings, and never play with technical findings that you're not sure is possible for a player with capability and capacity to do. Fix the technical findings. Improve your own crisis management. And start planning for the next major exercise. So, Cyber Morning is to follow up on those four issues. And this is where we start to say it's your turn to ask questions. Because there's only one microphone in the room, I'll have to repeat the questions. Lars Nils has told me. So please. Students not always this quiet, are they? Question being, how is the technical scenarios executed in details? Is there an arena to play on for the partakers in the exercise? We did not, because it is not worth the issue. It's not worth the money. We all know and the time to build a training platform. Because to build a training platform simulating our infrastructure, sorry, our shareholders not up to that. And what we did was we let the technicians receive malware, receive information and analyze on that and share as they do share through the Norwegian cert between the players doing the exercise. We as a supplier supply our larger customers with information if we see that they have been corrupted or have been attacked in some way. So we tested the procedures, we tested the sharing of information, but it wasn't the capture flag game. Okay?
About how to care,
I would say, as you did see in the summary from a few of the bodies, the question being, how well are the Norwegian authorities prepared, trained on readiness to handle a big cyber attack, a big cyber incident? Because it doesn't have to be an attack, it can be a fault, a mishap. I would say, because it's not my words, it's in the final report said, written by someone, some of these three, the exercise was so large, it actually could have been a national exercise. All the authorities, as far as I can understand, have had a positive learning of it. And as far as I know, there is work going on in the on a departmental level between governmental bodies to see what we can use, what we have learned. So I think if we're not better prepared, we are on our way to getting better prepared due to the exercise. CyberDawn had only a cyber attacker's vectors, but at some point someone was rather sure there was an insider playing around, because of course we had to give them that feeling. It was actually a blind road, there was nothing down there, but we have to get them to act on that. So yes, but then we had the army exercise going on where there were physical attacks. If you see the movie, you will see a guy arrested by the armed forces inside our facilities. We also trained, as you will see if you watch the movie, a documentary. That's a short version of the documentary we made. It's on YouTube, it's open. It's a short version of the big movie documentary, which is 30 minutes. Can't go open that one because there's too many details, both about us and our customers and the governmental bodies and discussions. As you will see, we also had a situation where we had to move from our main headquarter to our other alternative headquarter, and this was because of the armed forces did not feel that the situation at Fornebu was safe, so they had to escort us through Oslo up to our other facility. For those taking part, of course, it was great fun being in armored personnel carriers and being escorted by armored by Afghanistan veterans. You know, I think somebody had a good day at work. Yeah. How much did CyberDawn cost? CyberDawn did cost 3,500 hours in planning for Telenor. I do not have the hours used for the other players, but you can do the math yourself. It did cost 130-150 people times 28 hours on the execution of the exercise. Regarding reputation, I think it's well worth it. If you look into what we got, how we did manage to get to this question, how important was this exercise, what did it do to the governmental bodies, people has been speaking about this exercise since September. It's been all over the media, broadcasting in the written media. It was more than worth it. And Berit Svensson, the CEO, she told me when I asked her, it's on the movie as well, what have we learned? I'm not sure if the question, what are we going to do next time, is there, but she said, next time I want you to train us harder. Next time I want an even worse scenario. So, I think that's an answer to your question. The operation wants to be trained. What better world can you get? An operation that wants to have training and exercise is the best thing you can have, because they learn from it.
Mange takk til alle som har vært med og alle som har fulgt oss online. Neste forelesning sist I februar, da det I forbindelse med Norsk Geometrilaboratoriums workshop, og vi får en keynote lecture derifra. Ja, takk for I dag. God helg!